Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, good morning. Greetings from a rainy San Francisco. Happy New Year to you and the family.
Hey, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to your family from us and all the people who are listening onto the podcast. It's great to be back. A fantastic 2019 for everybody. And, you know, just a point of interest, Rohit, we started in 2017, we made it through 2018, and here we are in 2019.
So that's great. And, you know, thanks to our listeners, I'm going to echo that. Some of you have written in, we've had the privilege of meeting some of you, and, you know, just looking at the numbers, we know that some of you listen to us on different platforms. It means a lot to us. So thank you very, very much. A couple of people were kind enough to do, you know, interviews with us and profiles of us, and we deeply, deeply appreciate it. So Bhatti, I thought maybe, you know, in the spirit of the new year, let's talk about this whole business of, you know, sort of resolutions, new beginnings, etc. I mean, it's easy to be cynical about it, and I generally personally don't make any grand resolutions because, you know, that's self-imposed pressure. But there is also something to be said about, you know, stock taking, spring cleaning, you know, metaphorical, symbolic, and new beginnings.
I think you're right. I think, Rohit, this observation takes me to how I spend my New Year's Eve days. Over the last 5 years, we have realized that we are not cut out for late night parties, right? Because by the time midnight crosses, you know, you're generally feeling kind of sleepy and you're trying to manage the anxieties of getting back home wherever you are. And if it's at home, you're trying to think, how long will the guests kind of hang on? Because, you know, I'm feeling tired. So we have decided that, what has worked very well with us for the last 5 years is there's a very close friend of ours who hosts us at her place. And every New Year, we meet the same three or four people, right? It's like 2 to 3 couples who come together, right? And so there's no kind of performance anxiety. You know, you don't have to go and dance your head off or wisecrack the room up. It's a very peaceful, chilled vibe. And one of the things that we do, and it's very reflective. So rather than have music blaring in the background and, getting plastered, we have a few nice drinks. Champagne's opened as well. But we try and take the time to reflect and write down what's gone well and what's not gone well through the year and our aspirations for 2019, right? which over the last 5 years I've been finding deeply therapeutic because, you know, it gives you closure for the year that's been. At the same time, in the spirit of renewals and everything, I just wanted to say that, you know, the way I've been celebrating my New Year's is in a very reflective, calm mode anyway, which also is a contrast to some of the things that I did when I was younger, which is, try and get drunk very quickly and then dance and lots of silly things. How was your New Year celebration? What did you do?
Yeah, so it was, you know, it's pretty nice. We, the last few years, we actually were, traveling on both occasions, I want to say, yeah. And last year in particular was, you know, family and so on. And then we had a bunch of travel this year. And of course, you know, we our families met in Europe and stuff. So this year we decided to, again, you know, like you all just take it, keep it kind of very mellow. We had my brother-in-law visiting. And it was really very nice. I actually thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So I tend to think not just of the day in particular, but the whole sort of time period. So over that span of several days, a lot of time spent with the family, you know, we caught up on, some really, really nice films. And for me, it's an enjoyable exercise actually going to an Indian theater out here. And my wife very much enjoys it too. So we saw a couple of like really, really good films, Zero and Simba. You know, that stuff we did over the last sort of, you know, week or so. And then we had celebrations at home, you know, sort of major cooking, got cakes. So we also tend to have, you know, starting with mid-December, they tend to be, you know, early December onwards, they tend to be sort of birthdays and, you know, other days of significance and so on, plus Christmas. So it's kind of an extended holiday-ish kind of mood. Taking everything down a notch, you know, just doing things in a kind of like calm and enjoyable way. And I'm kind of hoping to take everything, you know, much slower this year in that spirit.
Okay. So you're kind of, as you kind of naturally dovetailed into it, your New Year's resolution is to kind of generally go slow, as it were, right? Take it easy and pace yourself right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I just think that it's, you know, there's this sort of myth about academic life, which is, you know, that the lazy tenured professor who's hanging around on Tuesday. Well, yeah, you're hanging around on Tuesday because you don't have a 9-to-5 job, but, you know, you're also like often grading papers at 1 a.m. on a Saturday night or something like that. And, you know, it's just everything that you don't have to answer email immediately the moment it comes. You know, don't have to sort of kill yourself to, you know, finish something where, you know, there's a flexible deadline, because your tendency, if you're a type A person, and I'm a type A person, I think is, let me get this out of the way, then I'll, you know, have a clean slate. And then the problem is that something else will immediately pop up. And one of the things I've learned at work is that even the most well-intentioned person is always looking to delegate work to someone else. And, there is a kind of penalty you pay for being collegial and pliable, and or being perceived as pliable, and we'll come back to that word later in the podcast. You know, if you're seen as sort of genial and amenable and someone who doesn't say no, and you know, you will be the person who will get saddled with a lot of work, not just from, you know, sort of archetypal, stereotypical, sort of aggressive, superior or whatever you want to call it, but from everyone else, even from someone who's otherwise a very genial kind of person. So you have to guard your time very precious, in a very precious, you know, treat it as very precious and guard it very closely. So that's, you know, that's kind of my resolution. And then, I think I've done a lot of journalistic writing, and, you know, there's been the podcast and the Twitter feed and, you know, along with sort of writing for a mass audience. So some of that I'm actually cutting back on now. I want to write and reflect in a slower way, read more. So that's kind of my goal.
Look, I think my goal is to try and aim for consistency, because, you know, I have taken up a new job, as you know, and it's in a sector that is very new to me. It's not something that I'm an expert at, but it's a hugely interesting sector. And I think there are a couple of buzzwords floating around. One is robotic process automation, which is, you know, basically getting machine-led or algorithm-led processes take over stuff that people were doing. So analytically, one of my challenges is going to be understanding how that works and whether that dehumanization of how a business interacts with the customer,
right,
is whether it's going to have consequences or whether it's going to just be a one-way street to better profitability and lower costs. Because, you know, everything that happens or every kind of automation comes with the promise of profitability and lower costs, but also there's a dehumanizing factor in all of that, because, you know, just drifting into the analytical side. So I will, through this year, face a lot of new analytical challenges. But I think, in a sidestep to the way that you were thinking, my goal is going to be consistency, because, you know, over the last 20-odd years, I've been doing the same kind of things, which is but in very different sectors, right? And I just think one of the things that happens when you kind of change sectors with the same bag of tricks is you can spot consistencies across different lines of different types of businesses. So, for me, this year, I'm hopeful is going to be about consolidation and finding consistency in what I have done in the past to something new that I'm doing, at the same time being open to learning new things. So, not in a rambled way, is what my 2019 is looking like.
That's excellent. Actually, that leads me to something which you know I have in mind too. I'm hoping I can actually implement it, which is learning a couple of new things. You know, one of which is hopefully a language, and then just you know developing some kind of basic information base or competence in a new field. Because I think it you know putting oneself out there, especially as a teacher, putting oneself in the position of having to learn something is very helpful as a teacher, because it reminds one that learning is hard, and that you know what I'm teaching is I'm habituated to, and it's familiar to me, but for a student it might be hard. So that, and I think that's an excellent you know kind of like philosophy to keep in mind. It keeps the mind you know supple and agile as well, to stretch the mind in new directions. So and the final thing I'll say is that I'm going to kind of tone down the sort of pervasive reach of the digital in one's life. I mean, I'm not going to go neo-Luddite and completely cut it out. I'm hoping that by the, you know, just to sort of do a little more stuff, which is analog and mechanical. I love my Spotify premium account, but I also love my, you know, turntable. And I think that in other ways, I've just, you know, started sort of writing the old-fashioned way with pen and paper, and I keep a journal with me, which I find really kind of useful. And it's very good sometimes to start a piece on that with a paragraph of reflection and so on. And there's still something about that connection, which I think you can't quite get on, you know, Microsoft Word. So those are a couple of other sort of general imperatives 2019-wise, you know, bouncing off what you said.
Well, look, that's a fantastic. Look, let's wrap up this episode on that note. Before we wrap up, a couple of quick points. Let's have the people who listen to the podcast come back to us with maybe a shout out on Twitter, alongside as we send out this podcast, of what other people are thinking, how they spent their New Year celebrations, if that's topical enough. Or secondly, what their resolutions are going forward through 2019. It'll be interesting to see what people have to say.
I'll do it right now. So absolutely. That sounds perfect. All right, man. So let's wrap this up.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.